Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to take it real. This time it's real, not Tower of Power. Eddie Croft is in Ukraine, Kiev, Ukraine. Now, why is he in Ukraine, of course? It's because he's so talented as a trainer that somebody thought enough to bring him over there to train a fighter. I kid you not. So the kid from the peninsula, of course, a professional with a record of 23-7, 10 KOs, the WBC regional champion at one time at 122 pounds, comes to us live on Skype. Eddie, how's life treating you?
Actually, way better than it should.
Way better than it should, okay. Is a pandemic over there in Kiev? What are they doing?
Yeah, it's shut down right now. It's kind of slowly opening up here. But I'm heading to Germany tomorrow, and I heard that's pretty shut down right now.
Okay, so what brings all this world travel? I mean, I'm looking, we've got a graphic up on the screen right now. It says Eddie Croft, B Street Boxing, 223 South B Street, San Mateo, California, 94401. B Street Boxing, Europe is a long way, long ways from B Street. How'd you get there?
The fighter I train, who's, you know, become like my son, Evgeny Shevchenko.
Okay.
He was supposed to fight in an IBF title eliminator next Saturday, but we just found out that the other guy pulled out, and your boss Anuli is his name or his last name. He pulled out of the fight. They said he had COVID, and you know, it's difficult.
I guess it is difficult. But here's what's up, San Mateo. Europe, these people are paying you to train fighters over there. And somebody's told me that you were undefeated in Europe. Is that true? As a trainer, you're undefeated in Europe?
Yeah, in Germany in particular, I never lost there. So,
how do you go over there and win? Because anytime I've seen fighters go over there, they take out a gun and they put it to their head and they steal it from them.
Well, you know, with the first time when Melissa McMorrow came here, beat an undefeated champion, Susie Kentikian, was a huge favorite. And unexpectedly, you know, Melissa was able to, you know, wrest that title from her. Mm-hmm. And she made a successful defense in Germany against another popular German girl. And, you know, so I guess that's how, you know, people started recognizing me over there. But it's even a longer story with, you know, with Evgeny and I. We, you know, our connection didn't start from that earlier success, but that earlier success gave me confidence that I really knew what I was talking about when you know, strategically, you know, fighting over here. So, okay.
Well, obviously, if you're so undefeated, now that you've been over there a long time training this guy and the fight's falling out like a week before, what does that mean? You don't know?
Dude, who knows, man? I don't know.
I mean, are they going to have another opponent step in as a fight off, as a payday?
The fight's off, man. The fight's off. I know that much. So the payday
this kid was going to get for training for 12 weeks or whatever is not going to happen?
Well, you know, I'm going to have a discussion with the promoter and the manager in Germany on Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll figure it out.
Okay. Is it tough to negotiate with people in different countries, in other words, you know, and it's tough to negotiate and deal with people in the United States.
This is a unique situation. And especially with, like, you know, your European fighters and how they or European fighters, promoters, managers, and you know how they pay their fighters, right? So it's a little bit different. So Evgeny pays me out of his own pocket, and you know.
Anyway, yeah, let's not get into the basics.
It's just different. I don't want to, you know, get into it, like, okay. You know, but like.
So how time out. This guy that you're training, how good is he? What's his record? How good is he?
He's 15-0. He's really good.
Well, he's world class, but you know, I mean, you're his trainer. I mean, can you say a little bit more than he's really good? I mean, you're like Evander Holyfield. I asked him, "What do you think of Mike Tyson? He's a tough guy."
Hold on. You didn't, and like you asked me how good he is. You didn't ask me what can he do. You didn't ask me what his skill set was.
Okay, I failed.
Those things, I will gladly tell them to you, Pedro.
I failed miserably then. Please forgive me and tell me.
All right.
Well, I've known, time out. Folks, I've known this guy 30 years at least. So we go back 30 years. And bottom line is, that's why it's sort of like friend to friend here. Go back, Eddie. I'm sorry.
He's... he's got decent speed. He's not, like blazing hand speed guy. He's super middleweight. He's strong, and solid fundamentals all the way.
Okay, I got a question for you. Russian fighters. This is the way I've always looked at Russian fighters. Mm-hmm. When you have to wipe your butt with a rock. And they tell you, guess what? If you box and you win, you can have toilet paper. That's sort of that's a great incentive per se. I may be exaggerating to an extent, but the move from poverty to having something, it's only attainable through boxing.
I don't think it's anyone. One culture, one country, one race.
But Eddie, the Russians prepare differently. I'm sorry.
No, hold on. No, really, I think a lot of it, yes, you're absolutely right. It comes from hunger, and it comes from, desperation, right? a lot of times. And other times, it comes from anger from childhood trauma. So, it's all the cultures that we're talking about, right? But, I wouldn't attribute one more than the other. So, but Evgeny, he does have, like I did, when I was fighting. And like most fighters do, you have this caged animal feel, but at the same time, you're aware of it and you can speak intelligently and you're super smart. And that's why you're a good fighter.
You know, I got to watch a lot of great trainers, or supposedly great trainers. I watched Ray Arcel a few times, got to watch Freddie Brown, Eddie Futch, without a doubt, and of course Angelo Dundee. Are there any great trainers that you looked to, or you looked up to, or were there any trainers locally that you took anything away from?
Yeah, all of them.
name a couple.
What?
Name a couple.
Dude.
Did you learn anything from Don Stewart?
Wait. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, what not to do. But, you learn something. I don't know, like Don might have, like, I remember he had some story of like some way they cheated. I can't remember. You know, he had like they were supposed to like spit out the mouthpiece or something and it fell in the spit bucket or some bullshit. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Or some stuff like that, right? And, you know, like I said, you might learn what not to do.
Okay.
No, but you're learning something.
Okay. When you look at your career, I mean, you went all over the world. You fought Barrera, you fought Morales. When you look back, everybody has ups and downs in their careers. I think your career was basically, it sort of was limited because of injuries. Can you agree to that or what? No?
Hold on. Yes. I mean, yes. Yes. With, like, if I didn't get hurt, my eye, if I didn't get hurt, you know, who knows what I would have been able to do. I definitely felt like I was coming into my physical prime and you know, kind of getting a better understanding of the game, right? Because when it happened to me, I was almost 27,
mm-hmm.
All right? And I started boxing when I was 17. And you see it when, like, the kids are amateurs. Now that I've you know, been doing this for a few years, and I've been going to amateur tournaments, and I see the kids that started off at 8 years old, and then now they're 18, 19 years old, you know, fighting in the elite divisions. I see the progression, right? And I see what I didn't do. And so it, you know, it really takes, but you know, I started martial arts at 5 years old. So okay. Let's not confuse the audience saying that I started boxing at 17, okay. and that was like the first time I ever fought. And
okay.
So, you know,
question for you. Question for you, Eddie. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. Was fighting Tom Johnson in 126 when you could have been fighting in 122 a mistake?
No, not at all. I, you know what? Like, I had no problem with Tom Johnson. It was like definitely so. Like, I, you know, I'm basically fighting with one eye at that time, Pedro, okay. Which, you know, affects your depth perception, which was my key asset, right? So if I, you know, I lost that, I really had nothing. So I felt like I would have dismantled him. You know, and look,
okay.
I'm sorry. And you know I sound very
laid back.
What?
You sound very laid back. So tell me, you got five kids. Yeah. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. Yes.
Well, fantastic. Say hello to your lovely wife and all your kids, and I'll send them a copy of the show.
Yeah.
Eddie, we wish you the very best of luck there. Whatever happens in Germany, I hope it goes well for you, man. And we'd like to see you in California soil sometime soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, all the best to you. Eddie Croft, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Come to us from Ukraine. That's right, Kiev, Ukraine. Of course, Mexico City, Mauricio Suleiman earlier in the hour. Kiev, yes, this is Ring Talk Worldwide, no doubt about that. AKA WBC Boxing TV. Back after the break.